Local authorities say that an Afghan journalist, Janullah Hashimzada, was gunned down as he was traveling in a minibus through Khyber Pass, a main road link between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Witnesses say that armed men riding a car intercepted the bus and forced it to stop in the Pakistani border town of Jamrod. The attackers then went inside the passenger vehicle, they say, and shot the journalist dead while severely wounded his colleague. No one has claimed responsibility for the assassination. The slain Afghan reporter Hashimzada was based in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar and was working for a private Afghan television station. He was known as a vocal critic of Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan. Relatives say he was returning to resume his duties after spending the weekend with his family in the border Afghan province of Nangarhar. Pakistan's Federal Union of Journalists condemned the murder of the Afghan journalist, demanding immediate arrest of the killers and ensuring protection of journalists in the country. The group's Secretary General Shamsul Islam Nas says that the northwestern Pakistani province called the NWFP and its neighboring areas have become extremely dangerous for reporters.
This is a very tragic incident. For the first 7 months of this year, this is the ninth journalist who has been killed in the NWFP. And law enforcement agency miserably failed to protect the life of the journalist. Such incidents become an order of the day in the NWFP.
Attacks on journalists have increased in Pakistan, where security forces and Taliban extremists are engaged in a bloody fight in the northwestern province called NWFP and in areas bordering Afghanistan. Media watchdog groups estimate that more than 40 journalists have been killed since Pakistan joined the US-led coalition against Taliban and the Al-Qaeda network. Both security agencies and militants are blamed for the violence as part of efforts to influence the media coverage. Meanwhile, police in the eastern city of Sargodha say they have arrested 6 suspected Taliban militants and seized suicide vests as well as bomb-making material. District Police Chief Usman Anwar tells VOA the men were planning terrorist attacks on politicians, foreigners and worship places for the country's minority Shiite community. He says the arrests were made in a raid on a local bus station where the suspects had gathered to depart for other cities.
We checked bags of 3 of them, so we found explosives, detonators, which are to be used in terrorism. So we got hold of all the 6. And we have got the head of the group.
The police officer identified the group leader as Zaid Mustafa, saying he was recruiting potential suicide bombers and was providing logistics, explosives and other support for terrorist attacks across the country. The arrests came a day after police in the southern port city of Karachi seized 7 members of an outlawed Sunni militant group believed to have links with Al-Qaeda operatives based in Pakistan's volatile tribal areas bordering Afghanistan. Nearly 3,000 Pakistanis, including security forces, have died in suicide and other terrorist attacks since early 2008. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.